Welcome to your five for the day. Mother's Day is one of the most special days in all of the year. We are told there are more telephone calls made on Mother's Day than any other time of the year. Motherhood is something we all, young and old, can celebrate, for every one of us has a mother. Without a mother, none of us would be here. But for some of us, of course, Mother's Day may stir up sad emotions, especially if we have lost our mother. Others may feel sad because their mothers are living far away. Mother's Day is a very special day, a day when we remember our mothers and give them gifts. I heard about a wealthy son who decided to do something special for his mother on her day. He went to a pet shop and saw a very expensive talking bird. This was an unusual bird. This bird could whistle Amazing Grace. This bird could quote the 23rd Psalm. It was an unusual bird. The cost of the bird was $30,000. But what did he care? He was wealthy, so he spent the money and bought the bird for his mother and had it delivered to her. On Mother's Day, he made his call to his mother. "Mother, how did you like the bird I sent you?" She said, "Oh, it was delicious, son." I don't suppose any of us sons will get into that dilemma, but it is a day when we send our mothers something very, very special. Abraham Lincoln said, "No man is poor who has a godly mother." There have been many mothers in the history of the world who have impacted their sons in a tremendous way. Abraham Lincoln was one of those. St. Augustine, the great religious leader, had a mother named Monica, and it was the prayers of his mother Monica that brought him to the foot of the cross. Others have had godly mothers in the history of the world. Also, the Bible tells us about many wonderful mothers who are great examples for all of the mothers today who want to be what God wants them to be. Hannah, the mother of Samuel, is a great example of a praying mother. His birth was an answer to prayer. His dedication to the work of the Lord was the result of a covenant made with God in prayer. And no doubt Samuel's remarkable life was the answer to the unceasing prayers of his godly mother. How greatly this world needs godly mothers to pray every day for their children, to feel their need for Jesus to pardon them and cleanse them with his precious blood. Hannah never abandoned Samuel. She took a new coat to him every year when the time to offer sacrifices to God would come. Samuel's birth is highly significant as he became one of the most important prophets and leaders in the Old Testament. God rewarded Hannah with 3 more sons and 2 daughters in recognition of her ultimate sacrifice. Samuel had an impact on many lives, and we still remember and learn from his story. Hannah was able to entrust into the hand of God the most precious thing to her. She knew Samuel's life was ordained to be a gift to humanity. Are we prepared to entrust our lives into God's hand today? Whatever we keep to ourselves can last for a few years and die with us. But we have an alternative, to give our lives entirely to God. It is hard to let go to what we love the most, but the blessings that come from it are greater than we can imagine. Let us today learn from the example of this great mother and surrender our lives to God for him to bless. Thank you very much for listening.